Sam, incredible game this evening. What was it like to be a part of?
It's special. Definitely one that I'll remember for the rest of my career. I think we've got to take... There's so many positives we can take as a club from this game. I think we've put on a really good performance, not just in terms of taking Everton to the wire, but I think we've played some really good football. And for a League One club to do that against the Premiership side, I think that speaks volumes of the squad we've got and the type of philosophy we have to play football. And, you know, I couldn't be prouder of my teammates today, and it was a pleasure to play in.
I think particularly at half-time, you couldn't really tell who was the Premiership team you'd played that well.
Yeah, we had, yeah. I mean, we'd started off on the right foot. And we went, like I said earlier, we just went in with no fear. We had, in a way, we didn't really have much to lose today against Everton, and we've just gone in, played our stuff, and we had a great first half, and I think we caught them off guard a little bit. Obviously, they've came out in the second half and in extra time, and their quality's shown through, and they've punished us. But when they've got players like Ross Barkley with fresh legs, with De La Feu, with Lukaku, they're obviously going to create chances. But we can't kind of look at that. We've just got to be really proud of what we've done today, and hopefully we can, you know, kick on in the league and take this type of performance into Saturday against Rochdale.
Given the sort of youthful nature of the squad, does it surprise you just how little fear that the team had tonight?
No, not really, because I know the type of character we've got in our dressing room. It's the kind of player that wants to be successful, that wants to play at the highest level and wants to take this football club back into the Championship and further. And, you know, it's just a pleasure to play alongside other players that have the same mindset of me, of that they want to not only test themselves against players like the players we've played against today, but want to eventually play against them week in, week out. And like I say, I mean, it's been a really good experience and something we can all learn from.
Must have been really pleased personally to get the ball rolling with a smart finish in front of the away end.
Yeah, it was, yeah. And I mean, it's just one of those where it's come at me, it's bounced nicely and on the spin, I've just put it in the corner. It was a great start, great feeling in front of a great Barnsley crowd. Credit to them, they've been fantastic all night. Gave us a standing ovation at the end of the game, and that's something that really does last long in the memory of not only myself but the rest of the team. And if we can, you know, get them going as much this season in the league games, and they can keep roaring us on, I'm sure we can be successful together.
Is that something that can really spur you and the squad on in the league this season?
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, because there's so much confidence that comes from games like this. I mean, they've got international players playing from them, and we've taken them to the wire. I mean, there's not really much else I can say on it, but other than we've done ourselves really proud tonight.
And on telly as well, must be very proud that you've managed to turn on the performance when the pressure and the attention was on the team.
Yeah, it speaks volumes of the football club and the direction that it's going. I think we all want to strive for success. We all want to get into the Championship, and I think it's a great advert for us as a football club and the philosophy we have.
You've obviously got a young and talented team. I mean, does the results you've picked up and the performances as well, has that sort of helped to sort of bond you early together in the season? Because it's all done on the pitch, isn't it, by getting that belief from results?
Yeah, and I mean, I don't think we've started badly. I think we've picked up, you know, quite a fair amount of points from where we have been. We had a great away win at Millwall, again showing our character like we have tonight. And to do that so early on in the season, where the fixtures are coming thick and fast, it's our second 120 minutes tonight. We've got 2 days recovery really until the Rochdale. But with the squad we've got and the ambitious type of character we've got in the dressing room, I think it's just, you know, it comes with the territory a little bit. And it's this: if we want to be successful, this is just what we've got to do.
And then after the Rochdale, you've got another Tuesday night at Scunthorpe as well. It's just they're coming thick and fast, aren't they? It's a real test.
Yeah. I mean, it's quite baffling why they aren't spread out across the season. It's seen as there's only 4 games in September, and we've had eight in August, which is quite baffling, really. But that's the way it is, and that's what we've got to do. We can't control that. We've just got to control ourselves, and we've just got to focus on the next game, and the next game's on Saturday against Rochdale, and we've got to get ourselves ready for that.
In a way, being such a grueling schedule, is something that could maybe sort of bring you closer together to if you come through that with a lot of points and maybe progressing a few cups as well?
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, I think if you come away having a good start in this division and building up that confidence whilst we gel and learn each other's games, I think it can only lead to success. And that seems to be happening at the moment. I think you can probably all tell that we're starting to have better performances because we're starting to become more gelled as a team and starting to learn each other's games. And there's a lot of games left and a lot of time for us to gel and hopefully find our best form.
Nice for Marley and Dan Crowley to get off
the mark
tonight as well.
Yeah, I was buzzing for Dan. Obviously, that's his first senior goal and one that he'll always remember because it was such a good game. And it was good for Marley as well because, you know, it can play on your mind if you go through a bit of goal drought or especially getting that first one at a new club. I mean, I went through it last year a little bit. You know, it does play in your mind a little bit waiting for that goal. And I was buzzing for Marley, to be fair, because you need one of those goals where it just bounces off you and go in. And, you know, hopefully he can kick on from there because I thought he was fantastic tonight.